You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are living right now in the most important time in world history. There is no longer any doubt. The globalist deep state is already trying to steal the election with the exact same playbook of 2020. But this time the whole world sees it, not just America. And all their surrogates, including Harris of the coup group, are saying Trump's going to use the military, Trump's going to have martial law, while they prepare for, quote, armed uprisings. MSNBC calls for armed insurrection. Raskin says civil war conditions. This is it. And I've been saying Trump and all of his surrogates, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, J.D. Vance, everybody, when they signed this order and the Pentagon put out the report that I've been covering for a month that finally got attention last week, the plan isn't just to kill Americans. It says for paramilitary takeover, martial law, civil unrest. Says civil unrest. Secretary of Defense. Then they say Trump's going to use the military and kill Americans in their homes. That's Kamala. Three times that I've seen. Did it again yesterday. Trump has to come out and say, our military doesn't want to do that. Why are you saying I'm going to do that when you just did that? And who runs you? Who's in charge there? And finally, Dana White, who has a lot of pull with the president, came out and said the same thing yesterday. By exposing them and pointing out they're doing it, it doesn't look like Trump thinks he's going to lose. And so that's how they spin it. Oh, he thinks he's going to lose. He's getting ready to say it was stolen again. No, people know what they're doing. And we got to get ahead of this because now they're saying 13 days in Maricopa County. I would expect Fox News will announce early again that Kamala won because we can trust them. Jack Posobiec's one of the smartest analysts, former naval intelligence, great talk show host and best-selling author. We're getting his take on all this and other big developments here in a moment. But first, is because I mentioned it, here is Biden saying Trump wants to use the military and kill you again with no evidence. Just makes it up. And then Dana White nailing it. But we need Dana White having press conferences about this. We need Trump front and center because they're doing it. They're saying they're going to have armed insurrection. They're saying violence. And then to their people and then to the world, oh, Trump's planning it with no evidence. This is big. Everybody's focused on the election. Trump's going to win the election except for the fraud and then the crisis they're going to create. And the false flags are going to blame on patriots. We'll get Jack's expert analysis and take on my take. We'll see if he agrees in a moment. But first, back to back, here's Biden, and then here is Dana White.
He is talking about doing away with the entire Department of Education. He's talking, he means it. Not, this is not a joke. This is a guy who also wants to replace every civil servant, every single one. Thinks he has a right under the Supreme Court ruling on immunity to be able, if need be, if it was the case, to actually physically kill someone who is he believes to be a threat to him. I mean, so I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up. Political document.
Now, we're going to play the White clip and then go to Jack Posobiec. But listen to what he's doing there. He's introducing the idea of shooting and killing Americans in martial law, but introducing the idea as if it's Trump going to do it, and then saying, though, lock him up, political violence. That's a real form of it. And White gets it. He says the same group's already done a coup. This is totally illegitimate. The coup's already in place, and it plans to continue on now. See, it's already here. It's already illegal. Here's White.
Realistically, the Democratic Party controls all the media. They control all the media.
Why do you say that?
Other than Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you don't watch Fox, Donald Trump is the devil, right? He's the worst thing ever to ever happen to the United States. And they keep talking about if he gets in, you know what's going to happen? Well, he was already in. He's already been the president. So it's not like we don't know what's going to happen. The country was in a really good place when he was the president. You're talking about change. Change from what? The last 4 years? And when you look at Biden, right? We all know where Biden's at. Biden, they even came out and said he's on. Who's running the country right now? It's not him. It's not her. Who's running the country? I don't know the answer to that question, but I'll tell you what's brilliant. Whoever's running the country pulled off this Kamala Harris thing so that they can stay in power and run the country for another 4 years. It's not Kamala Harris, and it's definitely not Joe Biden.
Now, we as an audience of this show, you're patriots, you probably know it without me telling you, you know it. The rest of the public still doesn't get what time it is. Jack, am I on target here? Because this is happening. What do we do?
Alex, the biggest threat right now, and there are a lot of threats, thanks again for having me on here on the show. The biggest problem and the biggest weakness we could have right now is apathy, is sitting out, is doing nothing. And let me run through all the rat lines on this. Is they want you to be terrified. They want you to be sitting in your homes cowering. They don't want you to be getting involved. They don't want you to be getting active. They don't want you going to our events. They definitely don't want you going to Trump events. They don't want you to go to Turning Point or if Alex Jones is doing more events and these Tucker massive, and Alex, you and I just did the massive Tucker event in Eastern Pennsylvania. They don't like that. They don't like seeing these because to them, remember, we are the hobbits. We are the peasants. We are not allowed to have an uprising. We're not allowed to have a network where we get together and we connect. And so what do? They've got to demonize us. They've got to turn us all into, in effect, domestic terrorists. And remember, this is what we wanted, or what they wanted in terms of a Hegelian response to, and I'm going to say it, this is the response they wanted from the Trump assassination. And we talk about this in my new book, that we go through the chapter, what would have happened? Well, you would have seen, of course, definitely civil unrest, which we wouldn't have wanted, but you would have seen it. And you would have seen people posting things about it. And the government would have come down and used that civil unrest to be able to crack down on all of the Trump supporters, of all the freedom lovers, the entire movement, the pro-humanity movement. They would have said, you are all domestic extremists. And we can prove you're domestic extremists because you've gone in on this. And so they would have taken the same exact playbook that they ran on January 6th. And anybody who went to January 6th, even if you're like Owen Schroyer, who didn't even go inside on January 6th and still went behind bars, that's the playbook that would have been run. It would have been January 6th worldwide, or at least nationwide for now. But they didn't get there because a bullet missed. So what do they have to do? Well, they have to tell you the domestic unrest is going to happen. They're going to hope the domestic unrest is going to happen. They're going to tell you that they're doing this to prevent the domestic unrest from happening. That's why you're starting to see more and more increasing escalation of rhetoric from the Democrats all the way up to and including now the president of the United States is definitively saying, and he's done this for years. He said, oh, we're independent. I'm independent. I'm independent. I'm independent. No, we're locking him up. No, we're going to lock him up. And Alex, we already know, look, this guy who is directly associated with the Azov Battalion over in Ukraine just took a run at Trump down in southern Florida. He's on trial now in coming up on November 14th, this Ryan Wesley Routh character. And go look at the desperation of Project Ukraine failing. Zelensky knows it's over. Zelensky knows he's lost. But in the same way that Dana White is talking about how Kamala Harris isn't the one that really runs the White House. She isn't the one that really runs the country. Joe Biden is the one that really runs it. Guess what? Zelensky is not really the one who runs Ukraine. It is being run by the oligarchs, and their hatchet men are the Azov Battalion. And we know they've been trained by the CIA. We know that they're conducting assassinations both in Russia, of course, Russia proper, but even within Ukraine. If you become someone that they believe is a collaborator with Russia, they'll come after you as well. That's what Zelensky knows. So that's why Zelensky is running around being increasingly desperate. You hear the rhetoric from him talking about obtaining nuclear weapons. demanding NATO boots on the ground. If NATO doesn't get involved in Ukraine, then we will be forced to use nuclear weapons. I didn't even know if he has nuclear weapons, but he could be, of course, referring to, we do know that they had these stockpiles of chemical weapons and perhaps stockpiles of biological weapons that we're told don't exist. But Victoria Nuland had to admit under oath that, well, you know, they have them for research purposes, Senator, research purposes only. And so as he's getting more and more desperate, look, we already know a guy that's tied to Azov took a run at Trump. Alex, what's to stop them from trying to do this again? And that's why the Trump campaign has now made this offer, or made this request, I should say, to the military and to the Biden administration, which, of course, runs the military. So it's a little bit of an issue with getting it. They want military vehicles, military aircraft, and a military motorcade protecting Donald Trump right now, because they know that the easiest way, and you saw, you've even seen some crazy stuff last night with this. There was a wrong way driver who almost crashed into Kamala Harris over there. I think it was in Michigan after Eminem when they were doing that rally. And so we know there's been a lot of weird stuff going on with these motorcades lately, and it would only take one incident. Look, and Mark Halperin and so many other people going up on Tucker talking about this. The country is a powder keg right now. Families are being broken up over politics, divorce. And it's always the liberal doing this, by the way. You know, divorces are going up. All of this is going to happen. And Mark Halperin just put out. Mark Halperin, by the way, is not, you know, some, you know, human events, war room, InfoWars kind of guy. This guy is highly, highly connected journalist in the DC media ecosystem, has been for years, former ABC head there. And he's even saying this, that this country is a powder keg. And they're saying if Trump looks like he's